Yeah, I think it was important to bring this motion to the council, Catherine, because you know, the music, entertainment and theatre industries, I mean, it's a hugely important sector of our economy. And I think it's important to note that during the previous lockdown, the people involved in the industries were keeping everybody entertained on social media, putting on gigs and that for us right throughout the summer. But you know, they've long been sort of left behind in that. For a long period, they didn't have that representative group like other sectors that have been hardest hit by COVID-19. But during the summer, the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland was formed to advocate for supports for the thousands of people involved in this industry. And I think it's important to note that, you know, this industry was among the hardest hit over COVID-19, along with the hospitality and tourism sectors. And as of the end of September, there were still 5,000 musicians who were still in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment. And it's important, I think, that those people are recognised and that we demand supports so that we don't see the end of that sector, because it's hugely important. So one of the things that I'll be looking for is a restoration of the PUP payment. And some surety for artists, people involved in theatre, people involved in the events industries, that those industries will be able to survive post-COVID.
Do you think the government recognises the fact that this industry, once it's allowed to get back up and running, can't just get back up and running with a click of a fingers? You know, they will need a lot of time to get prepped and ready for action again.
During the summer, when we started to see things opening up again, we seen some of the pubs opening up, and you know, some of the live events spaces were starting to open up again. But the fact remained that many of the people involved in the industry were still sitting at home twiddling their thumbs. They were waiting on the restrictions to be lifted that would allow them to go back and do the work that is their livelihoods, that is their lives. And unfortunately, the restrictions being the way they were didn't allow for that. So we had situations where 30 children could attend a class in a school, and 50 adults could attend a class together in a gym, but no more than 6 students could attend an Irish dancing class or a drama class. And I think that sort of situation is unfair on the people in those industries, because it meant that they were being hit harder than everybody else who were trying to get back to normality. And I think we just need to see some support and recognition of the value that the people in the music, arts, theatre and events industry bring to Ireland. I think it's a hugely important industry, and we can't allow it to fall by the wayside. We need to get them up and running again.